This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Thank you, Father. You can turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Acts chapter 13. Good to see all of you today. Do we have some pictures back there, guys? A couple pictures to start off with. Did you find Acts chapter 13 yet? Oh, yeah, that's something to rejoice over there. That's a boat. What is that? The Queen Mary or something, I think. I forget now what it is. It's loaded with soldiers coming back in 1945 after the Second World War. Look at that humanity on that ship. Isn't that awesome? Glory to God. Well, we're grateful for our veterans. We're grateful for our military. And we thank you so much for serving, those of you who have, and we appreciate you very much. We'll show this one a little bit later. Hold off on that one. Okay. A teacher was giving a lesson on circulation of blood, on the circulation of blood. Okay. Trying to make the matter clearer, he said, "Now, boys, if I stood on my head, the blood, as you know, would run into it, and my face would turn red." "Yes, sir, we understand that," the boys said. "Then why is it that while I am standing upright in the ordinary position, the blood doesn't run into my feet?" The little fellow shouted, "'Cause your feet ain't empty." You'll get that in a minute. All right. Maybe you need another one. A man and his wife entered a dentist's office, and the wife said, "I want a tooth pulled." The wife says, "I want a tooth pulled." All right. "I don't want gas or Novocaine because I'm in a terrible hurry. Just pull the tooth as quickly as possible." "Well, you're a brave woman," said the dentist. "Now show me which tooth it is." The wife turns to her husband and says, "Open your mouth and show the dentist which tooth it is, dear." So she wasn't so brave after all. Do you have your Bibles today? Looking at Acts chapter 13 and verse 46 today. Acts 13, 46. Thank you, Father, for illuminating this word. In Jesus' name, amen. "Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and declared, 'It was necessary that this good news from God be given first to you Jews. But since you have rejected it and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life, well, we will offer it to the Gentiles.'" By the way, Peter was called to the Jews. Paul was called to the Gentiles. And we know that concerning Jesus, he said he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So he was the stone that the builders rejected. That means the Jewish people rejected his message. And so the disciples, you see, had a lot of persecution from Jewish people. Okay, let me see where I was here. All right. I think the page flipped. It did. All right. And it says, still in verse 46, "But since you have rejected it and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life, well, we will offer it to the Gentiles. For this is as the Lord commanded us when he said, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles to bring salvation to the farthest corners of the earth.' When the Gentiles heard this, they were very glad and thanked the Lord for his message." Because this message is for Jews and Gentiles alike, isn't it? For all ethnic groups. Jesus came to give life to everyone. And all who were appointed to eternal life became believers. So the Lord's message spread throughout that region. Then the Jewish leaders stirred up both the influential religious women and the leaders of the city, and they incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas and ran them out of town. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and went to the city of Iconium, and the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Notice, the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Now, one translation, Weymouth translation, says it this way: they were more and more filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. And I like the Amplified Bible because it says they were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. In the midst of their persecution, the Holy Spirit filled them with joy continually, an endless supply for them. You know, we all go through persecution. We all go through challenges and difficult situations. Difficult people harass us. Some people are downright belligerent. Make us irate, right? But the Holy Spirit will fill you with joy, which will strengthen you to get through your dilemma. How about if you're in a hospital or psychiatrist's office or in jail, huh? Or wherever you might be, getting a root canal? We can still have joy, can't we? The Apostle Paul, we know, was in prison, and he wrote to the Philippians. And you know, while he was in jail, he wrote letters to cheer the people up. Not himself. He wrote to cheer the people up. And you know that 4 times he used the word rejoice. Isn't that right? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. 4 different times in that small book of Philippians, 4 chapters. And then not only that, but 16 times he used the word joy in those 4 chapters. He put his own problems on a shelf to bring joy to somebody else. And I hear an amen. All right. Now, there's a key to being a bulwark for God. Amen. And then if you go over to Psalm 5, 11 and 12, and I love this scripture, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Now, ever shout for joy means always shout for joy. No matter what you're going through, whether you have a joyful situation or whether you don't, we're to always shout for joy. You say, why in the world would I shout for joy in a difficult situation? Because C.W. Lewis, what's his name? C.S. Lewis, excuse me, said this. He said, joy is the serious business of heaven. Joy is the serious business of heaven. What's that mean? That simply means when you put joy to work, something is going to go to work on your behalf. Something supernatural is going to kick in. And you're going to be strengthened and sustained because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So joy is the serious business of heaven. Sometimes we just have to take ourselves like this and say, we're going to have some joy right now. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. My wife knows I like to laugh on the way to church. Just laugh at the devil. It's true. Because the Bible says in Psalm 2 that God sits in the heavens and laughs. Here's this one that's got lightning coming out of his hands. And he's up there laughing. You know why he's laughing? Because the devil says, I'm going to do this, and God just laughs. And the devil says, I'm going to do that. God just laughs. I'm going to do this. God just laughs. It's so ridiculous. This is Almighty God. And so let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever or always shout for joy. Why? Because thou defendest him. God is defending you. I got a buddy that's an attorney. And he used to defend people. Even before that, he was an assistant district attorney. And he prosecuted people. But that was many years ago. You know, you have a defense attorney going to work for you. God Almighty. That's right. He is your defense. Say it with me. God is my defense. That's good reason to rejoice. Well, let's lift our hands and do it then. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah. He's our defense. We can rejoice evermore. And the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Glory to God. So you ever been accused of a crime? Well, he says you can just continue to rejoice because you have a defense attorney. And when you're doing that, you're being scriptural. Why? Because he is resolving the problem for you when you will rejoice. Knowing that the battle is not yours but the Lord, so you can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Be joyful. Be full of joy. He was in jail, but he knew he had a defense attorney. Turn with me to Psalm 89. This is a good one. Psalm 89. Now, I know this message may be too may not be spiritual enough for some of you. Maybe you're one of those deep sheep. But anyhow, Psalm 89. Everybody say, ha ha. Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they what? Rejoice. Say it again. Rejoice. Shall they rejoice all the day. And notice, all the day. Not just a couple minutes. All day long. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength. And in thy favor our horns shall be exalted. See, I forgot to finish that other verse. Because it says that all those who put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. And it goes on to say, with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. There's that favor. In other words, you can rejoice not only because he's your defense, but you can also rejoice because you got favor, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Who was I talking to today? Recently, I was talking, boy, you got the, oh, I know. A man just told me that he fixed up somebody's house, and as a result, the welfare system or the whatever it was, the people who look after those homes, decided to create a position for him, and they're gonna put him on and help him. He's gonna help fix up homes for people that are less fortunate. And I says, you have favor, brother. You had favor from God. They created a position for him. Amen. Everybody say, I have favor. Psalm 5, 11 and 12 says, you have the favor. You're compassed about with favor. Hallelujah. So everybody say, favor surrounds me. Okay. And so not only is he your defense attorney, you also have favor with God and man. Okay. So that's a good scripture too in Psalm 89. We've got favor. And in thy favor, our horns shall be exalted, for the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Glory be to God. So we rejoice for all these reasons. So be joyful. Well, why? Because it says he will bless the righteous, right? With favor will he compass you as with a shield. All right. We had favor with our contractor. Well, you know, we had this other part of the building built out there. But this part, the sanctuary, we didn't have built. And so we just went to the contractor and, you know, we talked about the plans. And he says, well, when do you want to get started? And I says, well, we're believing God. He said, oh, you mean for the finances, huh? And I said, yeah. So he thought for a minute, and he came back, and he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to loan you the money to build that sanctuary. He said, now, you're going to pay me back with interest, but I'm going to loan it to you. Can you imagine a contract? And he's a Christian contractor. He says, I'm going to loan you this money. Well, we'd shown a record of integrity and responsibility and reliability, what have you. But how many know that was God that gave us favor with that contractor? Come on, shout somebody. Hallelujah. And then, so we built this building. We built this sanctuary. And then we were diligent to be sure to pay him back. And when we were all done, we sent him a note. Said, thank you so much. You've helped us and we appreciate you, blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, glory to God. How many know it's more blessed to give than to receive? Amen. One little boy said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Besides, you don't have to write thank you notes. Okay. Anyhow, we can begin to rejoice in advance of the manifestation. Before you ask that boss for if you can change shifts and go from night turn to daylight. Begin to rejoice in advance, not after it happens. Huh? When you ask that boss for a company car, begin to rejoice before he says yes. Come on. When you're going to ask the commanding officer for special leave, begin to rejoice before you ask him. Amen? When you go to the bank for that business loan, begin to rejoice before you ask for that loan. Amen? The Bible says rejoice evermore in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. wife, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, in verse 18. So now, go with me to Habakkuk. Habakkuk, one of the... Open your devices to the book of Habakkuk. All right? That's the way they do it today, right? The book of Habakkuk, and verse... Chapter 3 and verse 17. And you know what? When you find the Amplified, dear, let me know. Habakkuk 3:17, it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom. Tough times, right? Fig tree's not blossoming. That's not good. Neither shall the fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet... Verse 18, yet, in spite of all these negative things that are going on, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. That's why. When you're rejoicing, you are demonstrating that you believe God's word is going to come to pass. You're showing your faith. So you see, it truly is. Joy is the serious business of heaven. And listen, if you don't rejoice, the devil's going to think he's winning. All right, let me read that from the Amplified, verse 18. Verse 18, honey. Right there. Listen to this. It says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the victorious God of my salvation. Glory to God. Though all these things are going sour, I'm going to rejoice. Amen. The Apostle Paul in jail, he rejoiced. Hallelujah. Because he knew the Lord was on his side. He knew the Lord was his strength. Glory to God. Now that picture, show the picture up there that I started to put up. There's a rainbow. I don't know if you can see that. The lightning is striking, and somebody took this picture, and it stops right at the edge of that rainbow. And I thought, wow, look at that, will you? The rainbow represents God's promise to his people that I will never destroy the earth again with water. There'll never be a worldwide flood again. That's God's promise to us. No, that doesn't stand for the LGBT community. No, it stands for God's promise, all right? Come on now. And so we see that even lightning cannot penetrate the promise of God. It cannot destroy it. Glory be to God. He's a mighty God. The Bible says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with singing. God the Father is rejoicing over you. How? With singing. Hallelujah. And then it tells us in Song of Solomon, I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. You say, what do I have to rejoice about? You have God to rejoice about. You have the one that's defending you, the one that's giving you the favor that you need in your life, the one that's surrounding you with his love. Glory to God. Woo! So no wonder we have joy, right? You know, the Apostle Paul, in Psalm, go to Acts 26, the Apostle Paul got so happy that he actually said, the Apostle Paul said in Acts 26:2, then it's, well, verse 1 says, then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy. I think myself happy. Now, I know this is not what it meant, but, you know, you can think yourself happy. Who's that guy that was in that concentration camp, and he saw so many people die, so many Jewish people, and he just decided, I am going to maintain an attitude of triumph. I refuse, because what he saw was people's attitude went south, and then their bodies gave in, and they died. I'm telling you that there's a relationship. When you begin to get discouraged up here, sometimes your body will succumb. And this man, oh, I wish I could think of his name. But anyhow, he made this statement. that many things we cannot control in life, but one thing you can control, and that is your attitude. That is your perspective on life. You can make a quality decision. Like Paul said, I think myself happy. Now, I know that's not what he meant there. Really, one translation concerning that says it this way. I congratulate myself. Paul says, I congratulate myself. Another translation says, I'm a happy man. Are you a happy man or woman? Huh? Everybody say, I'm happy in the Lord. Glory be to God. So, he's talking to King Agrippa here. And you see, he shared with King Agrippa, in spite of his dilemma, in spite of the fact that this man could, you know, lop his head off, really, convict him. Paul shared his conversion with experience with King Agrippa, witnessing to him. He talked to him about repentance in verse 20. He talked to him about the resurrection of Jesus in verse 23. And then Agrippa says, Paul, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. Almost. I'm that close. How many know that close doesn't count except in hand grenades and horseshoes, right? Finally, King Agrippa said, this man has done nothing wrong in verse 31. He said, he's done nothing wrong. Why? All because Paul refused to succumb to the discouragement and the bleakness of the hour. He began to rejoice. And he says, I think myself happy. But why? Because he was getting ready to share the gospel with King Agrippa. He was happy about that. Glory to God. That'll make you happy. Anna's happy today. She got 6 years free from cancer. What is it? 12 years from the time she was diagnosed with cancer. Stand up, Anna. Glory to God. Show them how healthy you look there. 12 years. She was that close to death. Hallelujah. We got reason to rejoice. 2 months. 12 years. Come on, rejoice again. Thank you, Lord. Listen, I'm telling you, church. The Lord is good, and he will move on our behalf. You know, last week, I woke up, and, man, about 30% of my hearing was gone. And, you know, probably moisture fluid in my ears or whatever. I don't know what it was. But, you know, when you listen, it sounds like you're listening through a big pipe, sewer pipe or something. You know, that's what it sounded like. So Charlene was in the office, and I said, Charlene, go ahead and lay hands on me, pray for me. So she prayed Holy Ghost prayer, and so we went on about our business, and it wasn't until about 9 or 10 o'clock that night my hearing returned to normal. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Word of God works. You just got to be patient. You got to persevere. You got to stay in joy. And see, from the time that you say amen to the there it is, you got to have some joy and rejoicing. And don't say, oh, I guess it didn't work. Why? Woe is me. No, we got to rejoice, praise God, from the amen to there it is. Glory to God. Shout amen, somebody. Woo! Glory to God. I'm telling you, joy will help your health. It's been proven that laughter and joy will help heal your body. Your body will heal quicker. Because serotonin and endorphins and all those happy things get released into your system. But when you're sad and serious and oh my, no, make your body happy. Get to laughing. Get to rejoicing, praise God. Get your body healed faster. Yeah, exercise your liver. Laugh a bit. Amen. It's true, church, because those chemicals go to that pleasure center in your brain and, you know, all of that business. But anyhow, glory be to God. You know what a second wind is? That's what some preachers get when they say, and now in conclusion. I haven't said that yet. Okay. Oh, did you hear that? How many want to hear a Joel Osteen joke? Joel Osteen told this one time. He said there's this old fellow about 90 years old, and he went and got a physical. And so the doctor, you know, dismissed him, and he left. And 3 or 4 days later, the doctor happened to be in a park, and he noticed this old gentleman, 90-some years old, and he had with him a young, beautiful blonde. So he walks up to him, and he says to the old fella, he says, "My goodness," he says, "hey, you're doing all right for yourself, aren't you?" The old fella says, "Well, I'm just doing what you told me to do." He says, "What's that?" "You told me to get a hot young mama and be happy." The doctor says, No. "I told you you have a heart murmur. Be careful." Anyhow, I told my wife the other day, I said, "Honey, just embrace your mistakes." So she hugged me. Then she just shook her head and she says, "I've raised 3 boys and a husband." So anyhow. But I'm telling you, joy will help you heal your body. Are you listening to me? Even if it's a fake laugh, even if it's a ha-ha. You know why? Because your body doesn't know the difference between a belly laugh and a ha-ha, fake laugh. It responds positively either way. So everybody go, ha-ha. Now you're making me laugh. It still helps the healing process. Listen, Romans 14:17 says, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." We're not talking about some secular joy. We're talking about joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy is associated with the Holy Ghost. You never heard of a sad move of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important for each one of us to get filled with the Spirit so we can have the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Glory be to God. Joy is associated with the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you get filled, I believe it enhances the righteousness, the peace, and the joy. When you get filled and you're praying in the Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit ushers in the presence of God. And what is associated with the presence? Psalm 16:11 tells us, "In His presence is fullness of joy. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore." Let's get our worship team back up here. And let's begin to worship God. Let's get into the presence of God. And let's acknowledge that, and I didn't get to all my points today. But that's all right. What's that? Oh, Nina Marecki. Okay, a Holocaust survivor. All right. There, I think it was a guy. Was that a lady? I think it was a man, too. I can't think of his name right now, but he's a Holocaust survivor. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Absolutely. Thank you, Matt. Glory to God. Let's stand. Joy, listen, joy and laughter will bring you into a balance in life. Listen, this past week was kind of a heavy week for me. You know what I mean by heavy? Have you ever had a heavy week? There's, I mean, a lot of heavy things going on and, you know, wow, I had to get myself rebalanced. Like you get your wheels balanced when you take it, you know, to the dealer. I had to get my wheels balanced. Get back into some joy. Amen? I was getting to be one of them deep sheep. All right? Hallelujah. Joy and laughter will bring a balance. Amen. You need joy to get back your health perspective, too. Get your body healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Let's lift our hands and rejoice in Him today. Oh, Father, thank you that joy and laughter will take us out of the pressure cooker atmosphere. Oh, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you're battling some condition or addiction or sin, just throw your hands up and begin to rejoice. And let God's anointing drive it right out of you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Oh, let's just sing in the Spirit a little bit there. Maybe you can just play us a number and we can sing in the Spirit a little bit. Go ahead and worship.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.